You're listening to SBS News.
Just a short drive from the Rohingya refugee camps at Cox's Bazar, one of the largest sites of Australian aid, is one of the smallest. Some of Bangladesh's poorest women are lifting their families out of severe poverty, one vegetable garden at a time. They grow food for their families to eat and then sell the rest to make money. 20 women in the village have been trained in vegetable and fruit gardening and provided with saplings and starter funding to build their plots. Now, pooling their produce and their profits, the Australian-funded program will be expanded to 16,000 Bangladeshi women over the next 5 years. Liberal Senator Wendy Askew is one of a group of Australian parliamentarians visiting Bangladesh.
Empowering those women to be able to add value to their families and their communities, but also giving them voice, letting them actually show leadership within their communities.
Senator Askew says today's visit to the project by the Australian politicians is significant in a country where child marriage and gender-based violence are among the highest in the world due to deep-rooted patriarchal norms.
I think the women there today really appreciated the opportunity to see what can be achieved, and I think they reflected on the fact that we did have 4 out of the 5 of us are women, and I think they were excited to see that it is happening elsewhere and it can certainly happen here in Bangladesh.
In this area, though, there is no escaping the humanitarian crisis of the Rohingya refugees, unfolding, literally in this case, over the back fence, or the pressures that that continues to place on already vulnerable communities. One of the biggest tension triggers in Bangladesh is the constant stream of international aid directed to Rohingya refugees, while millions of Bangladeshis are themselves living in poverty. While the request to Australia today was informal, for blankets and gas bottles, there are concerns that as the Rohingya crisis drags on, the money available for projects like these will begin to dry up. Shadow Assistant Environment Minister Josh Wilson hopes for better times ahead.
It's a massive part of what we do. I'm sorry that we've provided less funding for development assistance in recent years. I hope we put that right.
Alan Lee, SBS News.